Opposition groups in Venezuela are trying to negotiate a peaceful solution to an electoral controversy that's caused days of violent protests across the country. The opposition believes the government is trying to sabotage the counting of the signatures on a petition to hold a recall election of populist President Hugo Chavez. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Caracas.
The streets of Venezuela are quieter now. The burning tires and rock-throwing encounters with the National Guard, which paralyzed much of the capital and other cities earlier this week, have now disappeared. But the rhetoric is as hot as ever. Opposition leaders have been on the private TV stations almost full time, denouncing President Chavez for the deaths and injuries.
Masacrada por la Guardia Nacional que está atendiendo a los más bajos.
This woman was massacred by the National Guard, which is serving the basest interests and the basest instincts of an autocrat, said opposition leader Oscar Perez. Most of these fiery speeches come from this TV studio, set up in the well-appointed headquarters of the anti-Chavez movement. The opposition has ample resources, money, posters, and a lot of airtime on the private TV stations. But what the opposition does not have, says board member Juan Fernandez, is President Chavez's control over the country's political institutions.
We believe that we need the referendum. We are calling for the referendum. But here we are playing with an authority which is changing the rules every time. And that's the difficulty.
Opposition leaders are seething over a ruling this week by the National Electoral Council, which threatens to doom their petition drive to recall the president. They turned in well over 3 million signatures last year, in theory more than enough to trigger a recall vote. But this week, the Electoral Council refused to accept about one-third of those signatures. It says ID numbers and other data on many of the petition forms appear to be written in the same handwriting. The opposition says this is only because some volunteers were helping people fill out the complicated forms. When senior diplomat Milos Alcalay heard about the council's ruling, he rebelled. Yesterday, he accused his government of obstructing Venezuelans' constitutional right to petition.
Legally, you could find some technicalities to do it, but the constitution has the orientation, the spirit is to allow people to express themselves.
In protest, Alcalay quit his job as Venezuela's ambassador to the United Nations, saying he could no longer represent a government with undemocratic tendencies. Chavez's supporters dismiss Alcalay's defection. Tarek William Saab, chairman of the National Assembly's Foreign Policy Committee, accuses the diplomat of hypocrisy.
In un primer momento, se adhirió a una dictadura. Por eso me parece
Alcalay was briefly part of a dictatorship which violated human rights, Saab says, referring to the brief government of Pedro Carmona, the businessman who claimed the presidency during the ill-fated coup d'etat against Chavez 2 years ago. For Saab and other Chavez supporters, the opposition's petition is just the latest incarnation of that coup. But for all the harsh words, there's still hope for a compromise. The opposition groups are holding private talks with the Electoral Council and international observers, trying to negotiate better terms for a signature revalidation drive. Among other demands, they say the 1 million or so people whose signatures are in doubt should get more than just 2 days to verify them. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.